you've seen these, that's what stack on wood.
Matches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've seen them kind of matches. Long match about yeah. like that. Yeah. They're about that size, ain't Miss Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
The big nickel box of matches.
Yeah, yeah.
My foot was so tough on that, I could crack a bottle of about my foot. Every day, the truth, I never moved.
Oh, Lord, clap. Mm-hmm. I reckon when you go back with I want some of them matches now, but I said, if I get some, I'll keep them in a jar.
Nobody got them, some out to my sister Mary, but where she got them at, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Sure will.
I said, keep them in a jar, because the mice can strike them, didn't you say?
Yeah.
So mice will get to chewing on people. That's what people
didn't
say.
Nobody really? Left that. Somebody sucked them. That's them. Mice didn't ever bite them. Somebody sucked them. Rat done it.
I used to I put them in a jar and put the lid on so the little mice couldn't strike and set the house on fire.
Well, now, they had different terms for different kind of preachers, you know. I mean, you might have some who part-time, or sometimes they used to go from church to church, or some of them don't have any training, really, and...
Yeah, had plenty, though.
Yeah, had plenty,
What to call them? Jackleg preacher. What to call the little preacher?
Jackleg preacher.
Like Mr. Sam, Jim
Deacon, Jackleg preacher. He was a stationary preacher.
Yeah, had never had no license.
That's right, didn't have no license.
Hadn't been ordained or nothing.
That's right.
You sit around here and
preach. Call them jackleg preachers.
Uh-huh.
The man that wasn't ordained, he was a jackleg preacher. And the man was stationed there preaching, he was ordained. He had license to preach.
I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how about have any terms for people that used to be, if you saw somebody who wasn't from around here, what would you call them?
Trap. That's right.
Traps.
Traps, yeah, that's right. Somebody, did you hear that, Miss Glenn?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what
you
call it.
See the old trap on the, see the that's man right. coming on the railroad.
The question was, Ray's running around in here. If he come through here, they call him a tramp. That's right.
Uh-huh. Boy, we got a lot of tramps in here now.
Got nothing but tramp now.
You know this little small town here. I used to know everybody. Oh, no, not there, I know. But now, there's so many people moved in here now.
I don't know them before.
I don't hardly know them, what I didn't know before.
That's right.
And you remember any terms of people talk about, maybe your grandparents talk about when they had the war between the North and the South?
Yeah. My granddaddy, that kind of Civil War, that's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my granddaddy went for a man, William Pratt. And when the Yankees come through, he had drove all the cattle and the cows down on the creek swamp. And he had 3 or 4 bales of cotton, put that on out the way. When the Yankees come through, he asked them, what did Mr. William have? Said, he ain't got nothing but just me and these children and his wife. And he took care of Fred and J.V. and Ed. That's my granddad, a man he loved Pratt. And, he said, Eli, I'm telling you what my granddaddy said. Eli said, you ain't doing nothing but lying. Said, I know that man got all this stuff around here and they ain't got no mules and no cattle or nothing like that. Said, no, they ain't got nothing. Said, Eli, you ain't doing nothing but lying. And they brand him back here.
Mm.
That's right. So did the branding. Because I seen the scar just like I'm looking at your face. Branding with a hot iron right back there.
Ooh.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.